इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय शगुन चोपड़ा। The government has decided to provide 25 lakh additional LPG connections under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana during the current financial year, extending greetings to women beneficiaries on the first day of Navratri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this step of the government will not only bring them new joy on the sacred festival, but will also strengthen the resolve for women's empowerment. Talking to media, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri informed that the government will spend more than 2,000 rupees on each connection of the 25 lakh new LPG connections. He said that with this expansion, number of Ujjwala family members will rise to 10.58 crore. Mr. Puri said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had ensured that clean cooking fuel should be easily available to all women. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Morocco's Defence Minister Abdellatif Loudi signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on defence cooperation in Rabat yesterday. The MOU provides for a robust institutional framework to the growing partnership and paves the way for collaboration in defence industry, joint exercises, military training and capacity building. Both leaders decided to intensify defence industry collaboration and agreed on a comprehensive roadmap covering counter-terrorism, maritime security, cyber defence, peacekeeping operations, military medicine and expert exchanges. President Draupadi Murmu will present the awards to the winners at the 71st National Film Awards ceremony in New Delhi today. The Best Feature Film Award will be given to the Hindi movie 12th Fail, while Best Hindi Film Award will be presented to Hindi movie Kathal, a jackfruit mystery. National Film Awards in the Best Actor category will be conferred to actor Shah Rukh Khan for his film Jawan and actor Vikrant Massey for 12th Fail. Legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal will also be conferred with the prestigious Dadasaheb Phalke Award for the year 2023. Uttar Pradesh government has prohibited caste-based political rallies, public displays and caste-related markings in police records, citing threats to public order and national unity. The directive, issued by officiating Chief Secretary Deepak Kumar to all district magistrates, secretaries and police heads, follows a September 16 Allahabad High Court order. The order says that the government aims to eliminate caste-based discrimination and mandates that vehicles bearing caste names, slogans or stickers will be challenged under the Central Motor Vehicles Act 1988. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly session in New York, U.S. This marks the third in-person meeting between the two leaders this year. Their last interaction took place on 1st July during the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the meeting covered a range of bilateral and international issues of current concern. He added that they both agreed on the importance of sustained engagement to progress on priority areas. French President Emmanuel Macron has formally announced to recognize the state of Palestine at the 80th United Nations General Assembly session in New York. Addressing the session, Mr. Macron said that recognizing a Palestinian state is the only solution that will allow for Israel to live in peace, describing the decision as a defeat for Hamas. He emphasized that acknowledging the rights of the Palestinian people takes nothing away from the rights of the people of Israel, who France supported from day one. French President's announcement comes a day after Canada, the United Kingdom and Australia also announced their formal recognition of Palestine. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Odisha today. Places over Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada and the northeastern states are also expected to receive moderate to heavy rainfall throughout the day. The reigning FIDE Women's World Cup champion Grandmaster Divya Deshmukh has been awarded a wild card entry for the upcoming FIDE World Cup 2025. The competition is scheduled to take place in Goa from 31st of October. Divya's wildcard entry will make the 11th edition of the World Cup more interesting, as a record 21 players from the country will compete. And that is the end of this news bulletin.